Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Well, look for the cattle complex to continue to struggle in the early rounds today, pressured by residual selling and technical bearishness. Hog issues are likely to open on a mixed basis, linked to an uneven combination of bull spreading and profit taking. Now, in the wake of such an ugly Monday, at least two big questions seem to dawn. Well, number one, will bearish momentum in cattle futures continue to mount? Number two, how easily will board defensiveness translate into cash terms? Yet Tuesdays are typically slow, and nothing says that either question will be suddenly answered. Look for the cash hog market to open with bids steady to a dollar higher today. Early bird talk about Saturday kill plans call for a total of between 30,000 and 35,000 head, but if Smithfield's giant plant at Tar Heel puts in a full work week, the weekly slaughter could be larger than last week, say right around 2.1 million. Now, the hog futures are geared for a mixed opening today. Thanks to bull spreading, interest, and profit taking, spot June scheduled to expire today at about noon. On our futures, corn futures closed higher and near last week's one-year high yesterday, following forecasts that favor hot, dry weather in the Midwest next week and hot weather for much of the summer. Wire reports say private forecaster Informa Economics lowered its U.S. corn acreage estimate to about 92.6 million from 93.4 million and raised soybeans to 83.8 million from 83.1 million. Now, the winter wheat closed lower for the third day following USDA's big crop numbers and the start of harvest in the plains. The forecasts favor beneficial hot, dry weather next week in the southern plains, while thunderstorms move through Kansas and Nebraska this week. Corn futures again closed higher, but down from earlier levels as hedging of cash sales was noted. Farmer selling was moderate Monday morning, with the new crop cash prices at or above $4 a bushel at a number of Midwest markets. Now, the soybeans closed lower to retreat after its post-Friday gains on Friday. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
It's coming June 15th and 16th. We're talking about the Corn Buck Classic from Superior Livestock Auction. Broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 77,000 head to be offered, 16,000 yearling steers, 8,000 yearling heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 33,000 calves on cows. For more information, give them a call at Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117, or visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, checking our live cattle futures at the close, June was down $3, $119.45. The August was down $3 at $114.35. The August feeder cattle down $4.50 at $141.05. September down $4.42 at $139.70. July hogs up 40 cents, $86.10. The August was up $1.20, $87.82. Now on the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close down 7 3/4, 4.60 3/4. September down 7 1/4 at 4.78 1/4. Chicago wheat, July was down 3 3/4, 4.91 1/4. September was down 3 1/4 cents at 5.03 1/4. July corn, it was up 7 cents at 4.30. September up 8 cents at 4.35 1/2. July soy was down 9 1/4 at 11.69. August down 8 3/4 at 11.69. July cotton down 39, 63.40. October down 43, 64.14. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.